Welcome back, and next to the Midwest, a new public consultation into emergency care has started today. It's part of a wider statutory review. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers has the details and he joins us now. Fergal, tell us the background to this review. It was set up last May.
Yes, in May, the Minister for Health asked HICWA to undertake an independent statutory review into urgent and emergency care in the Midwest region. And that followed a persistent, significant overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick. And it has been an outlier compared to other hospitals in terms of the scale of overcrowding. And the death of Aoife Johnston in December 2022, the 16-year-old Leaving Cert student, she died 2 days after presenting at the emergency department of the hospital with symptoms of suspected sepsis. And HICWA will also take into account the HSC commissioned review by former Chief Justice Frank Clark into the circumstances surrounding the death of Aoife Johnston. And that report found the emergency department was significantly understaffed and that the circumstances were almost certainly avoidable regarding her death. She had a 13-hour wait for antibiotics, and that report found an ad hoc system to escalate concerns about patients who were deteriorating. So this overall HICWA review is due to be completed by next summer.
What are the terms of reference?
The review is looking at the case for a second emergency department in the region. The closure of the emergency departments many years ago at Nina and Ennis, which the HSC explained at the time for patient safety reasons, has obviously had an impact. The HICWA review includes an independent expert evaluation of the current and projected population demand for urgent and emergency care in the region. And it also has an advisory group of patient representatives and operational, clinical and nursing expertise to inform HICWA's overall approach to the review.
So HICWA has opened this public consultation today. What exactly is it? How will it work?
Yes, the provision for public consultation was provided for in the terms of reference. And the HICWA has now opened a public consultation to inform its independent statutory review. And the authority is seeking the views of patients, family members and members of the public. And submissions are open until January the 15th next year. And we can expect significant interest and engagement with this consultation process in the region, given the controversies and difficulties that have been there for so many years.
So Fergal, as we talk now, what is the level of overcrowding like at University Hospital Limerick today?
Well, UHL has routinely experienced the second highest number of presentations to an emergency department this year compared to other hospitals, but it also has the second lowest number of inpatient beds for a top hospital in the state. And in August, inpatient day surgery, outpatient appointments and some other services at UHL and at hospitals across the Midwest, they were suspended, you'll recall, due to overcrowding. Today, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, 114 patients are waiting for admission to a bed there. That's 58 in the emergency department and 56 on wards. The HSC figures today put overcrowding lower at 70 patients. That's 31 in the emergency department and 39 on wards waiting for admission to a bed. A new 96 bed block being built at Limerick at the moment, which may open next year. When it comes on stream, it should help ease the situation somewhat.
Fergal Bowers, thank you.